right after the international news.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the February 8th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. President Macky Sall declared Monday a national holiday to celebrate Senegal's first ever Africa Cup of Nations football title. President Sall met the team, nicknamed the Lions of Taranga, when the players and officials returned home from Cameroon. VOA's Peter Cloti asked Senegalese Football Federation spokesman Kara Tione about the significance of Sunday's victory against Egypt.
The victory is so important for the simple reason that all the nation, all the country, had been running after this, had been looking for such a trophy for over 60 years now. Various national teams had had the chance to go to the finals or to the semifinals, but they were very close to get the star. Unfortunately, they couldn't make it for some reasons that you did not even understand. Now, the Federation believed in it, worked hard, put all the means by us and helped by the government, of course. And then all the nation, you may notice it, were behind the national team. So then this victory is so important, not only for the effort we have put on it, but it is important because the nation, the population, wanted this victory. They are very enthusiastic. We can even say that they need it more than we do. So you see somehow the importance of this victory.
How excited is the FA and the soccer players to be welcomed by the president first and then meeting them again on Tuesday?
Very excited. You see, this is one more reason to show that sports unify, actually. It unifies. When you have a country that is divided, only sports, among other things, can unify it. So we are very excited to be hosted by the president. Even if he did not host us, we would be so happy. The fact of bringing this trophy here, showing it to the whole nation, really is very positive for us.
The coach, some people credit him for uniting the team and making the boys stay together and hungry. He was also a former player. Talk to me about the decision to maintain him as the coach.
Yeah, it is a long story. He has been there for 6 years. And if the coach stays in office for 6 years, it means that he has done something. In general, when things do not work, the coach leaves. He is the one who will leave first. But if the coach has been here for nearly seven years now, it means that at the grassroots, he has done something great. He has worked first on having the unity, no discrimination, being very strict as well, because you can... when you are a leader, when you are leading young boys, you have to be tender, but you have to be strict as well, which means that he is a good manager because he is friendly to all players. He knows all the players and he respects them, they respect him. When you see us together, you will think that, well, these are brothers, elder brothers and younger brothers, or nephew, uncle, things like from the same family.
That's Kara Tione, a spokesman for the Senegalese Football Federation. And he spoke with VOA's Peter Cloti from Dakar, Senegal. For more reaction to Senegal winning the African title, Iron Mike Mbonye spoke with a man who lifted the Nations Cup trophy in 1994, Nigeria's former coach and captain, Sunday Olise.
I personally feel Senegal were the best team of the tournament. They started gradually. And let's not forget, they had some cases with injuries, COVID, when this tournament started. But they were very objective. And I think that they deserved to be champions. They were more offensive. I had a feeling as if the Egyptians were waiting more for an error from the Senegalese to capitalize on it on counter-attack, which was smart also, trying to play onto their strengths, which was Mohamed Salah, giving him space behind the defense line of the Senegalese. Well-deserved victory, and it's good to see the team with the best, the most qualitative players lift the trophy.
Coach, what are some of the interesting aspects of the AFCON tournament that you observed?
From a coaching point of view, from an analyst point of view, I had a blast this tournament. I think this, for the past 20 years, in fact, since 2013, to be exact, this was the AFCON that had so much twists and turns. The AFCON showed the growth of African players, the tactical improvements that we saw. And this was really, really nice to see. What was also interesting was the fact that each team kind of like tried to play with a game plan. They had a game plan. They were not just counting on individual talents. And I think when you see what Morocco did, as regards even being able to make due of their Chelsea star and still give a good account of themselves, it explains a lot for African football. And there were some quality goals, quality technique, and some breathtaking finishing in this tournament. That's what I observed.
Some lowly rated teams, or so-called minnows, caused upsets during the tournament. Do you think this is good for African football?
I personally feel it's exceptionally great. And it falls in line with what I was saying earlier on. Some of the top nations came into the tournament thinking that they could dominate based on their past names, based on the caliber of the players they had, and hoping to capitalize on the respect they would get from the so-called minnows on the pitch and use it as a leverage to win. But the minnows this time around came up with a tactical plan. When you see the way the Comoros played, they were tactically sound. They moved right. They pressed when they had to. They came into the midfield, blocked it. We saw also teams like Burkina Faso showing some tactical strength. In fact, most of these minnows were the ones that were even more tactically better prepared. And that's why the top, the big names struggled. If this trend continues and the leading top countries of African football, if they don't adapt and try to improve on their own game plans before every tournament, if these minnows continue with this trend of preparing themselves collectively better than the top teams, the surprises will not stop with just this tournament, which I think is pretty good anyway, because diversity is great. When you see that Senegal is the seventh, I believe, nation to win African Nations Cup in its 33 editions, that tells us a lot. So diversity might be great for the tournament.
That's Sunday Olise, Nigeria's former captain and coach. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Germany.
Sporty greetings. This is Sunday Olise, former captain and coach of the Super Eagles of Nigeria. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
Thanks, Sunday. And thanks also to Iron Mike Mbonye for all of his contributions during the 33rd Africa Cup of Nations football tournament in Cameroon. So what did football fans in East Africa think of Senegal lifting the Africa Cup for the first time? Let's listen in now to some of their thoughts.
My name is Sharifa Nambi. Concerning Senegal's win, our first win, because I'm a huge fan of Senegal. personally, I'm happy. I think we truly deserved it, even though I think I might say in 2019 we deserved it more. We played better than this time round. We had a slow start, but we picked up. Personally, I'm happy for the win, for the title. This is our first AFCON trophy, and it really means a lot to me as a Senegal fan. It means a lot. I remember we only scored one goal in the group stages, and we made top of the group and qualified to the knockout stages. And I think we picked up. In the knockout stages, we had 80 goals in the four games that we played in the knockout. Three games that we played in the knockout stages. That was real good because we stood up later. But to me, it means a lot. As a fan, I'm so happy and glad that we won the trophy.
My name is George Katongole. I'm a writer and a sports writer. Well, I was rooting for Egypt, especially when Cameroon, the Indomitable Lions, were eliminated. It's my first choice team in Africa in case of Uganda's absence at any major tournament. But it felt so bad. I thought at a certain point that we were going to win. Salah put in a second gear. But Egypt seemed to be overall the best. Rather, Senegal were overall the best team of the night. For the first time, I didn't even watch the trophy award ceremony because I was feeling bad. Not that I was feeling sleepy. I was just feeling bad. I couldn't stand watching one of my favorite players, Salah, crying. It was just like that. So I just switched off the TV, went to bed, and hope the boys, because Egypt really had young boys. I only hope they can stay together longer and maybe they can win it another time.
First of all, Senegal winning the Africa Cup of Nations for the first time, it brings a new breath of fresh air on the continent because they become the 14th nation to do this, and I think they've had rather a totally unique script, littered with history of failures, and somehow on their third attempt in a final, they eventually did it. I think this will go down in building more fundamental blocks of football in Senegal, considering the structures are not that as developed, even if they have a star-studded squad that has players playing across all the top leagues in Europe, but obviously some have been born and bred out of Senegal. And I think the future is really, really bright, and this is, I must say, the better of the generations that Senegal has had in recent history. If I compare with the generation they had at the turn of the century with this one is a more formidable one, and eventually, led by Sadio Mane, it yielded fruit. But on the other side, the wait for Egypt is now a little longer. 12 years since they last won it. They've had two finals in there, not won it. And it could be a big dent in Mo Salah being recognized as one of the greatest players ever, even if he's got a unique style of play.
It was nice. So Senegal won. And that is my best team I was supporting. Because they have individual players are good, have good quality players. So I'm a supporter for Liverpool, and Sidemen is my favorite player. I like so much.
There is even Salah is also for Liverpool.
No, Salah is also there, but my heart has caught Sidemen. When I saw it, because for my way, I've never seen the cup, but the cup was so nice. The gold, full of gold, I understand. It was so nice for me.
I'm from Congo. The thing that my country didn't participate in the tournament, so I didn't really enjoy. But I watched the final, and it was amazing. Yeah, I enjoyed it very well because I was supporting Senegal to win the AFCON. It was good. As like Congolese, we like to enjoy.
You've been listening to some football fans in East Africa. And thanks to Magume Davis Rakawinge in Kampala, Uganda, for that audio.
You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Join me, Heidi Adams, on a Voice of America Town Hall special as we discuss the coronavirus pandemic and where it will take us next. Join us for COVID-19, the virus, variants, and vaccines on the next Straight Talk Africa, this Wednesday at 18:30 UTC.
Thanks, Heidi. I'm Sunny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. For more reaction to Senegal winning the Africa Cup, VOA's Jackson Vunganyi spoke with a sports commentator based in Kampala, Uganda, Jonah Byakutaga.
I think the difference this time was they built on what happened in the last tournament. 2019, when they lost that final to Algeria, many thought Senegal should have won that final, and they didn't get there. I think they steadied the ship, and they kept pretty much the same squad that was in that tournament. So it was about consistency. Keep the same squad in there. Have them hungry. I watched Sadio Mane defend the coach, Aliou Cisse, and he said he doesn't understand why Cisse gets all this criticism. And that you felt in so many ways the players were actually playing for the coach. They wanted to prove a point that he deserves that job. He's, interestingly, the previous 2019 final when Algeria beat Senegal, that was a local-based coach because the guy that coached Algeria was Algerian. So it's two consecutive editions where we've had African coaches win the trophy. So you felt the Senegalese, more than just winning it for their country, they wanted to win it for Cisse. Cisse is a former captain of the national team. And he's come under some understandable criticism because this Senegal team is good and they've been to the final. They could only do so much. So he's been under unfair criticism. So you felt guys like Mane coming out to defend him, it was clear that they wanted to win it for him. So I thought, for me, that was a big, big driving point for them.
So lots of exciting players on both sides. Who are some of the players that were the difference makers this time around?
Obviously, the Liverpool pair, Sadio Mane and Mo Salah. See, Egypt is a tournament team. We saw how they started the tournament against in a group with Nigeria, and they got beaten in the first game. They scrapped 2-1-0 victories, really, really scrapped. They didn't look impressive. I wrote them off. I didn't really think they'd actually go even as far as the quarterfinals. I was certain they'd get ejected by Ivory Coast. But somehow, as the tournament grew, they are a true tournament team. They know that you just don't get beaten. All you have to do once you get to the knockout stages, avoid getting beaten. That's what they did against Ivory Coast. Keep it tight at the back. Do not concede. Then get a lucky chance or get two penalties and try your luck. They've done that. They ejected Ivory Coast. They then ejected Morocco, who, to so many people, Morocco are playing the best football in the tournament. They conceded quite early against Morocco, that penalty to Sofiane Boufal, and they came back and won the game 2-1. Then they go to the semifinal. Again, they had the hardest semifinal against a host, Cameroon, and everybody thought, okay, their luck runs out against the host. And still, so they had the harder path to the final over Senegal. But you get the feeling, maybe the advantage Senegal had, they played Cape Verde, they played Equatorial Guinea, they played Burkina Faso. On paper, they had the easier games. Egypt played 120 minutes against Ivory Coast in the round of 16, played another 120 against Cameroon in the semifinals, so, and against Morocco as well. So you get the feeling they were a bit fatigued. They mentioned requesting to have the final played on Monday. It couldn't happen. So maybe the fatigue eventually caught up. But I think for me, without question, if you look at the two sides, I think Senegal, you would argue, deserved it. They started slow, but as the tournament progressed as well, they started to score more goals. The introduction is of Ismaïla Sarr, the Watford winger. Remember, at the beginning of the tournament, Watford refused to release him to the tournament. Eventually, he passed a few fitness tests, and he flew back to Cameroon in time for their quarterfinal tie. And from then on, they've looked a different team.
That sports commentator, Jonah Byakutaga. And he spoke with VOA's Jackson Vunganyi from Kampala, Uganda.
My name is Shida Len, a Ugandan 400 meters Olympian. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thank you.
Thank you, Shida. Joining us now from Cameroon's capital, Yaoundé, with more Nations Cup football news is Samson Omale. Sporty Nations Cup greetings, Samson.
Sporty Nations Cup greetings to you, Sonny. Winner of the 2021 African Cup of Nations, the Lions of Taranga, arrived home on Monday to a rousing welcome by tens of thousands of fans who converged on the Leopold Sédar Senghor Airport to welcome the heroes of the day who gave Senegal its first continental trophy. Senegal's president, Macky Sall, who was among those that welcomed the team, had declared Monday a public holiday to celebrate the national football team's first ever African Cup of Nations crown following their victory against Egypt. Tens of thousands of ecstatic revelers celebrated the players' return to Dakar, sitting on top of their cars and dancing in the capital's streets. The Lions will be decorated later by President Sall at the presidential palace in Dakar. Seri Njie is a big fan of the Lions of Taranga. He tells me how the atmosphere was like in Dakar on Monday when the team arrived.
Well, the atmosphere in Dakar in Senegal at large was incredible. Imagine while players were supposed to land in Leopold Sédar Senghor Airport at 4 p.m., fans were out there in the morning. Actually, the party started on Sunday night, just after the game. People were out on streets dancing and firing fireworks. And when players arrived in Dakar on Monday, which was declared a national holiday, they were greeted by President Macky Sall, who cut short a foreign tour to hold an official reception. Together with players, we fans were singing, dancing. All the streets were busy. Let's say it was just a street party. I have never experienced anything like it before in Senegal. Can you imagine the parade from Leopold Sédar Senghor Airport to the presidential palace took over 6 hours for what is supposed to be a 45-minute drive.
The Confederation of African Football President Patrice Motsepe says the continental governing body will continue to ensure that the safety of fans in any competition on the continent will not be compromised. Motsepe gave the assurance following the stampede at the Olympic Stadium in Cameroon during the just-concluded African Cup of Nations, which led to the death of 8 persons. Motsepe insists that stadia across the continent must not fall short of international standards.
I have a fundamental duty as a president to make sure that the circumstances, the infrastructure, the facilities at the stadium are in line with safety worldwide. And as I said, we should stop saying that stadiums in Africa will be at a level in terms of global standards, will be at a lower level. We will always aim to make sure that in its totality, whether it's the pitch, whether it's the safety, whether it's the security, that we're in line with what happens in Europe and worldwide.
The African Cup of Nations drew football fans from all over the continent and those who came from outside Africa to witness the tournament. I spoke to a few of them who shared their thoughts on the 2021 AFCON.
My name is Nikolai. I'm from Russia. So we came here for the good football, good African football. We love African football. And, well, today we support Cameroon because we're in Cameroon. I like Senegal more. Like, Senegal's is a team, you know. Well, Egypt is also a team, but Egypt is a team of one leader.
My name is Remy Sulola. I'm a reporter with the cable and online newspaper in Nigeria.
I'm from Paris. My name is Mpesa Odile.
From?
Paris.
Okay.
Paris. I just come. Comment on dit le 2 février. Tout février, I come here only see football. I take my holiday for come see the camp football.
My name is Taufik Babalola, Lagos. Cameroon is very lovely place. From Garoua to Douala to Yaoundé, they are very lovely people. And the environment is okay.
For their part, ordinary Cameroonians said the hosting of the 2021 African Cup of Nations has improved the economic and social life of residents in the country. Those who spoke to the Sunny Side of Sport in Yaoundé say the AFCON 2021 brought so much value to the economy.
I'm happy because I'm seeing a lot of things changing. I'm seeing a lot of effort that people are making particularly for our roads, cleaning, that's the best thing for me. And that is the most thing that I appreciate.
Before the African Cup is being organized, it helps to create a most of job opportunities for the youth.
I'm seeing many business like T-shirt, like flags of countries, and many things like around the cup. There is many small business that we are seeing. I'm seeing people enjoy. I'm seeing people happy. I'm seeing people together We are not seeing the division. We are not seeing the difference of the region. Nothing. If it's like this angle, I think that is a good thing.
The life has changed, certainly. The life has changed. The town is very clean. The new building have been out. I think this a little change.
No, we are so happy. We are so happy because we were very stressed about COVID situation. But when I'm looking, since what we are doing, we are going up and down. People are not stressed. People are happy. People are going to fan zones.
And to our listeners of the Sunnyside of Sport, you do know that Sonny gives out a lot of Sunnyside of Sport salute. He never gets to have one. I'm sending one Sunnyside of Sport salute to Sonny Young for the excellent coverage of the 2021 African Cup of Nations and for giving me the opportunity to serve you all the hot, juicy stories from different venues here in Yaoundé. It's back to you, Sonny.
Samson Omale, you definitely get a Sunnyside of Sports salute. A Rwandan referee made history at the 33rd Africa Cup of Nations. Joining us now with that story is Gwen Uden. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. In January, history was made on the pitch when Rwandan Salima Mukansanga became the first woman to officiate at the Africa Cup of Nations. And during the game, which saw Zimbabwe defeat Guinea 2-1, she showed a total of 6 yellow cards and separated players on the field. Ugandan sports journalist Usher Komangisha told Reuters News, the ease and determination Mukansanga displayed on the pitch are the same traits that helped her reach the pinnacle of soccer on the African continent.
You have to go all the way back to 1957. That is 65 years of AFCON history, and she's right here in the center and doing an incredible job. You know, when I see her, it's really a story of, a woman who is resilient. At 33, she's handling, games at the biggest tournament on this continent. It's an inspiration for women who want to be like her, because, in fact, for so many people who don't know, when she started her career, when she got the interest to be a referee, she was playing football in primary and secondary school. And then the Rwandan FA at the time said, look, you're very young to be a referee. But she waited out. She taught herself the rules of the game. And here she is.
Soccer fans in attendance for the Zimbabwe-Guinea match said they are inspired by Mukansanga's achievements. And Zimbabwe supporter Felicia Chisepo says last month's historic event is a big step forward for women in Africa.
Seeing a woman being empowered, this means that we're going forward, moving as Africa, whereby women are being represented and are being also involved in these sports that, you know, for a long time they is regarded as for men. So seeing a woman, it also shows power. We're seeing women doing great things. So I'm so proud of the referee, and I'm also proud of me as a woman.
And Daphne Tinomuoda says Mukansanga has inspired female athletes to reach even greater heights in competition.
So I think it's going to inspire other women in the continent to compete and go for the course as well, so that they can compete on greater events like the AFCON competitions.
Mukansanga's rise to the pinnacle of football was fueled by a passion for the sport, with an interest first as a player that shifted to the middle of the field as a referee. Egide Kayatesi remembers training Mukansanga in her youth. Speaking in Kinyarwanda, the veteran coach says she remembers her as a standout athlete. Kayatesi says, I had a good time with her. Mukasanga has an exceptional character, and when she has a match, she prepares for it by consulting refereeing books to do things correctly. She is someone who gives great importance to each game, and that's why Salima has reached this level. Mukasanga was involved in matches at the Tokyo Olympics last year and the Women's World Cup in France in 2019. Those world-class events no doubt not only prepared her for officiating the Nations Cup, but also in making history on Africa's grandest stage. And that is all from me, Sunny. Back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uden. And that wraps up the February 8th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sunny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.